Hello everyone, this is Archana here. And today we are here to understand more about project management, its goals, objectives, scheduling, tracking, and how it helps in ensuring the project success and getting better outcomes. So let's start today by understanding what are project goals. We are going to cover a few topics like project definition, goals, objectives, purpose of project management and phases, deliverables, a lot of things which we are going to cover. But first of all, let's look at what do you mean by project goals and objectives. Okay, so project goals, if you ask me, project goals are something which a project needs to achieve at the end. Let me give you a simple example. Let's say that you want to, there is a some problem statement. Okay, so problem statement is that there is a traffic congestion happening at some point in a road, long road, which is there. Okay, so in this case, the problem statement is traffic congestion leading to more, I would say, vehicles being stuck and leading to more problems in terms of air quality index. Now, to overcome that, the goal is to ensure that the traffic congestion is reduced. And for that, what a project needs to achieve? The goal is to reduce traffic congestion. And for that, what a project needs to achieve or what project needs to do? There are different objectives. First, ensure that the main goal is to reduce traffic congestion. With that, ensure that the air quality index improves because there is a smooth flow of vehicle on that particular route. Okay, so if you ask me what the goal is something which you need to achieve at the end. Okay, objective is a way towards achieving the goal. So goals are high level, objectives are specific. Okay, goals are high level. No, you need to reduce traffic congestion. To do that, what you need to do, those are defined in the objectives. Okay, so defining project goals and objectives helps in identifying the outcomes and steps to be taken to achieve it. Okay, to achieve something, what you need to do, those are defined in the particular set of outcomes. Outcomes is end result which is needed. Okay, so if you need to achieve a goal, I will build a flyover. So outcome which has been achieved, output and outcome. Output is a flyover, outcome is reduce traffic congestion by 15%. Okay, so air quality index improves by 3%. Okay, so these are outcomes. Okay, so lack of clear project goals is the main cause many times the projects fail. So it is very important to define clear project goals. Okay, so sufficient time should be spent in identifying all the outcomes or objectives which a project needs to achieve. Okay, now when we talk about goals, you know, clear statement has to be defined in terms of targets, results, what a project needs to achieve. Okay, so project and project management processes vary from industry to industry, and that is why the goals which are typically offered as a product, they can be in the form of a new product or a system or a change process, okay, something like that. So simply give you an example. Okay, there was a problem which gave a rise to a new project. There was a traffic congestion, that is why we are building flyover. So problem gave a way to introduce new change in terms of or new product, which is a flyover. Many times there is a change which is also required in terms of process. So there is a importance of for the organization to ensure that the the environmental concerns are taken care of, and that is why they are introducing reduce, reuse, recycle process, in which your process in which the product is handled might be changed. So reducing use of plastic, or reducing or ensuring that the plastic is recycled somewhere. So you're just changing the process. That also is a some small kind of a project which will give a rise to ensuring that the goal is achieved, a project goal, reducing, reusing, recycling all the wastage which is created during the flow of the project. This is mainly from the manufacturing point of view I'm talking about. Okay, so every product goes through ups and downs, and simple project can become complicated, or complicated project can become more complex. Okay, so as a project manager or a person or people who are handling the project, they need to be very sure about what the goal is for the project, okay, and what we need to achieve. If the project is not satisfying the goals or objectives, please stop the project. No use of going ahead with the project and ensuring that, you know, this and that. No, stop. Because you're wasting then unnecessary resources and cost or budget of your organization. It's a waste. Okay, so stop the project which are not achieving the goals. We are going to cover that section later on. Okay, but just a few talks, you know, to ensure that, you know, this keeps on keeps in your mind. Okay, right. So when we are talking about project and goals, first we understand what is a project. Okay, we have been talking about project management, scheduling, tracking, a lot of things which we have to look at. But what is a project? Project is something which is created for a temporary period of time. Okay, so it's a temporary endeavor for creating unique products or service or a result. Not necessarily the project will create end product which is visible to naked eyes. Okay, like a flyover or a new shampoo bowl which is introduced, nothing like that. Okay, it can be a branding project also, goodwill creation project also, marketing also. Okay, so not necessarily the product is created, it can be a result also, like reducing a traffic congestion. Okay, it can be a simple signaling system also, which can be added to the project to ensure that the end product is delivered. Okay, and most importantly, that project has definitive start and end. It is a temporary project, right? So to give you a layman's example, temporary project is like a movie making. So when we are making a movie, the movie starts and movie ends. Basically, production, we call it. Then production ends, then the movie is released into theaters, right? So then, when it is released to theaters, no actors or no people who were associated with that project creation of movie are now employed. So the project is temporary. It ended, or the people who associated with that particular project ended, or their association ended once the movie was released. Okay, so definite start and end, that is a temporary endeavor, always creates unique product, service, or result. Okay, primary characteristics, as I said, definite start and end, attempting to achieve something which is new. It can be a product also, service also, or a result also. Okay, and it must meet customers' requirements or stakeholders' requirement. Very, very important. Now, project is a planned state of interconnected and unified task executed over a predefined fixed period within certain cost, resources, and other limitation. That's a bookish definition of project. Okay, but to explain to you, when we are doing a project, there are certain tasks which we need to complete, and those are interrelated. How they are interrelated? Let me give you a simple example. Okay, first, for a movie project, first a song is written, then a music is composed for that particular song, and then there is a sequence choreographer who choreographs the songs, and then the actor enacts it. Are they interlinked or interconnected? Yes. So Or I would rather say that to record a song, there are certain predefined steps which we need to complete. Okay, so predefined steps in terms, you know, as I explained to you, first write a song, give a music, then recording of the song, singer will sing it, then choreographer will choreograph it, and then it will be enacted by the actors. Okay, so many interdependent tasks. Okay, so a project requires different set of, or I would say multiple types of different songs which need, or rather, sorry, tasks which we need to ensure that they are recorded or tracked or controlled. Right? So imagine that we have booked a location for a movie song recording, but the problem is the song is not ready yet. Then what? There might be a delay in shooting. There might be added cost that already we have booked the location, but that is not available because the song is not ready. Then what? Okay, so these interdependencies need to be looked at, and this is where the scheduling comes into picture. Scheduling and tracking comes into picture. Okay, so very, very important is that you have to ensure that tasks keep on running throughout the project life cycle. Or they are executed in a proper sequence. There are a lot of changes which happen. Okay, there might be illness of a actor, or if you're booking for out location, you know, out of country locations, visas, and then the airplane tickets. All this have to be coordinated, well coordinated. If they are not, changes can happen. It can affect your schedules, right? Okay, so a project manager or a people who are looking into projects, they need to ensure that all this is being taken care of to achieve the end project goal, which is a project goals or objective for which the project was started. Okay, so definition in terms of project definition, effective management of scope, schedule, and budget is required to achieve the goals. I'm talking about this again and again. There is triple concern, which is called scope, time, cost. Again, there are other also, quality and risk also, but scope, time, cost are very, very important. Within this triple concern, if you are able to manage your project is successful. Okay? And throughout your project, this needs to be addressed. It's not that you do it one time. No. Throughout your project, till the project end, this is a continuous process. Okay? So tasks are interdependent, I have already explained, and for that, creating a work breakdown structure is very, very important. What do you mean by work breakdown structure? Breaking down the work into multiple segments or multiple activities. Okay? Give you a layman's example. If you are a project manager in a construction project, what happens is there are multiple tasks which need to be achieved. Now, in this case, multiple tasks which are required to be done. Okay, what are those multiple tasks? Let's say you have to construct a pillars, different pillars. Okay, now to create a pillar, there are multiple things or activities which you need to do. Ensure that the resources are available. Second, the resources work in creating the steel structure or you know, inside the concrete. Next, you have to ensure that the people who are there, who are creating the right mix of cement and the grader, which is used, stones, small stones, which we use, you know, they are mixed properly. This concrete is of proper grade, which is being used in a construction project. Okay, all these things matter a lot. So these activities need to be broken down. So just to construct a one pillar, okay, you need multiple activities to be completed. Like to complete or recording of a song, you require so many different activities. So breaking down one high-level task into multiple tasks is it called work breakdown structure. Okay. And the project management processes help to manage the project efficiently by scheduling this task in a proper sequence and priorities. And they need to be kept on analyzing throughout the project life cycle. Okay, so schedule, most of the projects are schedule based, and task interdependencies need to be taken care of. Okay. Next, project goals. Project's goal is what I explained to you is what a project and needs to achieve, what a project needs to do, what of a project. Okay, broad statement of what a project aims to accomplish, what a project needs to accomplish. Please understand this. What a project need to deliver or create or ensure that is delivered to the end customer so that his objectives or goals are achieved, right? So it's a very high level and long term statement many times. Okay, goal should directly support project's overall vision or align with the business goals, right? Okay, so to give you a simple example, when we talk about Tatas, you know, Tatas always are considered to be very stringent about the way they handle things. Tata Group of companies, their vision is to ensure the right service is provided to the customer. So ensuring that the vision and the project goals match, align, okay, is very, very important. Okay, next, when we talk about project goals, they are more specific than a vision. Okay, vision is to serve your customers, and to serve your customer, we are ensuring that there is a project which is initiated to achieve a certain goal. There can be multiple goals. Okay, so let's take an example of automobile. Okay, automobile is or organizations generally are, the goal is to introduce different variants of automobiles in the market. But what is a goal or what is a vision? The vision is to ensure that the electric vehicles are introduced more in a market so that we get leverages for reducing the pollution by or governments. Okay, so if you are introducing electric vehicles, the pollution will reduce. So we try to get a lot of attention from the government and a lot of subsidies and grant so that these projects are initiated, so our organization also benefits out of it. Okay, so vision is to introduce state of the art electric vehicles in a market, okay, which serves the customer and reduce pollution. Now for this vision, again, goals are defined. So electric vehicles, in which quadrant we are want to, it's economy, luxury, what? Small vehicles, two wheelers, four wheelers, what is the segment we are targeting? Based on that, the goals and objectives are defined. Okay, if you ask me, vision is set, you know, for many of the organizations at the start, before the project starts. Okay, so project goals in terms of scope, vision, objectives, goals are interchangeable, but they should not be confused. Okay, right, so please remember this. So this goal should inspire team, but they should not be unachievable. Okay, so goals are like, you know, let's say we set a goal that we have to increase our sales by 20%. But if there is a slack in the market, achieving the 20% sales growth is impossible. Okay, so have a realistic goals which will motivate team. You can say that we will increase our sales by 5% in next 6 months, and then later add on 5% in coming 6 months. That will motivate team. At least let's achieve 5% and then keep on adding it. Right? Okay. Next, project goal examples I have given: improving productivity and performance, reducing resource cost also is a goal, improving employee satisfaction through flexible, giving them flexibility of working in the different time zones and work hours, right? So project objectives, again, continuation, as I said, project goals are high level statements. Objectives are more specific statements. Okay. Goals, high level, objectives, specific. Okay. Objectives are tangible, measurable, and time specific. So objective should be SMART. I have been talking about SMART for quite some time, you know. Specific, measurable, attainable, or achievable, realistic, and time bound. So your objective should be SMART. Okay. They should help track the progress of the project and compare the performance or in terms of scope, time, cost, quality, risk, objectives. Okay. So continuing again, so a well-defined or well-worded objective is important in evaluating whether the project is successful or not. See, if your goals and objectives are not clear to the people who are going to work in a project, it creates confusion in their minds. So ensure that it is well-worded, well-defined, so that everybody understands it. So here I have given a simple example here. Project with specific goals and measurable objectives provide opportunity to tag the progress in every phase of your project. Okay. And objectives to support project goals should be based on constraint of scope, time, cost. Okay. Right. So example here. So provide excellent customer service is a goal. And for that, reduce customer waiting time on call to 1 minute max. Now, to achieve this objective, what you need to do? Those will be the task. And those tasks will be divided or work breakdown structure is created. Second objective, improve productivity of each customer service executive by 20% so that each of them handles 50 customers per day. Now remember SMART. Okay, objective SMART, specific, measurable, achievable, time bound. Okay, right? Per day, time bound, 20% specific, measurable. Did we achieve 20%? Okay. Handles 50 customers, like. So objective have to be SMART. Open a new manufacturing division in India. That's a goal. Get licenses by December 22. Get environment permission by Jan 23. Complete the plant building by June 23. Right? So does that give you a SMART objectives feeling? Right? Specific. Get licenses by 2023. 2023, everything should be completed, right? So you have time-bound details here, right? Please remember, goals are high level and objectives are specific. Okay. So first comes vision, then goals, and then objectives. Right. So well-defined goals and objectives support the success of your project. And project team needs to ensure that they are on same page as what has been defined in terms of goal throughout your project life cycle. Okay. It helps to enhance the success or effectiveness of your project. Well-defined goals and objectives. Okay. So goals, as I said, general, tangible, broad, abstract, and objective, specific, measurable, narrow, and concrete. Okay, concrete, specific in terms of giving what you need to do. So project scope, let's talk about project scope. I talked about triple constraint, scope, time, cost. These are triple constraint. Why do you call it as triple constraint? If these are not handled well, your project is bound to fail. So out of that, scope is very, very important. Okay, scope is something which defines the work which needs to be done. Okay, these are basically the requirements of your project. What you need to do, what should be excluded, and what is included. Okay, so if you are working on a mobile banking app development, okay, so the main objective or goal of that particular mobile banking app is to ensure that you give an enhanced feeling of customer experience to the bank users. Now, for that, you define a scope. Now, for this goal or objective, enhancing the look and feel or UI of your mobile banking app, for that, the objective is have state-of-the-art user interface, easy to use user interface for 60 plus users as well. Now, for that, what you need to do? Scope, right? The UI should be very simple, easy. Now, what color schemes you will use, what all details will be shown, will it have buttons or slide? Okay, clicks, how it will be handled. All these things will be mentioned in your project scope. Implementing, will it be biometric or it will have PIN? What it will have? Okay, so that is your scope, right? So scope sets boundaries. Basically, these are the things which I need to achieve. These are the things which I don't need. Right? Correct? So exclusion as well as inclusion, both should be defined in as a part of scope. The project scope effectiveness or effective project scope basically requires good communication. Okay? Now, understand this, you are automating banking process or user interface. Okay, so first of all, you need to understand how exactly the existing process works. Okay, if you do not understand that process, you will not be able to give a user experience which a user needs. Right, so what is the existing process? That you need to understand. So that is why effective communication between the user, stakeholder, project team is very, very important. Because you are understanding what I need to create. Right? So defining project scope is very critical. Please understand. If you don't know what you are going to create, then project is bound to fail. Okay? So scope creep can happen many times. Now, what do you mean by scope creep? So scope creep is something which is added as a part of scope, but it was not actually agreed. Okay, requires and many times it requires additional cost. Okay, to give you a simple word for this is freebies. Okay, many times a freebies are added to the project. Okay, and developing freebies also requires cost. Okay, requires cost. So simple example, if I have to give you, like if you are developing a product, you will say that for first 100 customers, we will give something free. Now, this something free which is there has to be created, right? That also requires a cost. That also requires a cost, time, resources which will be involved, right? So scope creep is something which is added to your project, which is needed by the stakeholders, and it affects your project triple constraints. Okay, so that is why fixing the scope is very, very important. Now we are moving towards many different project management methodologies, which allows us flexibility of adding a scope, but that also has a limitation. Okay, please understand this. We are going to discuss that in a later sections, but for this, just understand this. Okay, so project management involves planning, organizing, managing, controlling the resources to specific project goals, to achieve specific project goals and objectives. It also ensures that a project are executed properly, utilizing available skills, resources, and expertise. Right? As I explained, scope, time, cost are very, very important. So you have to optimize or utilize them to a great extent so that it doesn't affect your projects. You have to keep on tracking them. Okay? So let's say your goal is to reduce project duration. So set project timelines. And then according to the timelines, you have to handle the required tasks, to crunch what you need to do, right? Or let's say you have to set up a or give a customer a good service. So for that, what you need to do, you have to have a feedback loops. This is what I have delivered. Like if you have seen a service, many times you go to a restaurant, they will ask you, did you like our service? Rate us, right? If you rate us, then it will be useful for me, right? So feedback loops, introducing feedback loops is also very, very important. Okay.